我们最近读经在读出埃及记。
Recently, we have been reading passages from the book of Exodus.
那在出埃及记二十五章神命令摩西做一件事情。
In Exodus chapter 25, God commanded Moses to do one thing.
请看出埃及记的二十五章。
Exodus 25.
出埃及记二十五章
Exodus 25
第一节
Verse 1 Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying
第二节
Verse 2 Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
然后第八节
Then verse 8 And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
第九节
Verse 9, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the patterns of furnishings, just so you shall make it.
这里神告诉摩西,
and here the Lord commanded Moses,
说要转达以色列百姓可以为神来送礼物,
that he can speak to the children of Israel that they'll bring.Him an offering.
那甘心乐意就可以收下归我。
From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
那从第三节就指出很多不同百姓可以献的礼物给神。
From verse 3 onwards, it lists out all the items that the children of Israel can offer unto God.
那第八节哈。
And verse 8.
又当为我造圣所。
And let them make me a sanctuary.
然后我可以住在他们中间。
That I may dwell among them.
第九节。
Verse 9.
要制造帐幕跟一切的器具。
To build a pattern of tabernacle and all the furnishings.
然后照我指示你的样式。
In accordance with the pattern I've shown you, you shall make it.
首先我们来思考旷野的旅程。
Let's consider once again the journey in the wilderness.
旷野的旅程就是信仰的旅程。
The journey in the wilderness reflects the spiritual journey we all partake of today.
因为过红海就是代表受洗。
Because passing through the Red Sea represents receiving the water baptism.
跨过约旦河就是进到神的国度，可以讲天国。
And to cross over the Jordan River is to enter into the land of Canaan, the kingdom of heaven.
那这一条路走了四十年。
And for this journey to happen, it took them 40 years in the wilderness.
我们的信仰是一段旅程。
Our faith is like a journey.
从受洗一直到离世为止。
From the time that we are baptized to the time we die.
圣经说事情的终局强如事情的起头。
The Bible states that the conclusion of all matter is more important than the beginning.
所以受洗这非常好。
And therefore, receiving water baptism is very good.
连天使都为这个高兴。
And even the angels in heaven will rejoice over one person's baptism.
但这是天国路的起头。
But this is only the beginning or onset of the journey to heaven.
那事情的终局是什么？
And so what is the conclusion of all matters?
能够进入迦南。
It is to be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
就是能够达到我们最后人生的目标，进到天国。
It is to attain that ultimate goal of life, which is to enter and obtain salvation in heaven.
所以我们每一次去参加一个圣徒的告别式。
And every time we attend a memorial service for a member.
不管他年纪多大。
No matter how old this member is,
不管他是怎么离世的,
no matter how this person passed away,
但是如果他坚持信仰到底,
but if this person persists in his faith to the end,
都值得我们感谢,
it is worthy of our praise.
因为我们知道他离世的那一个时刻就在乐园里面与神同在。
And thanksgiving, because we know that the moment he departs, he is now in paradise together with our Lord Jesus in heaven.
那以色列百姓在旷野这一段旅程有很多的经验。
Now the Israelites, while traveling through the wilderness, they experienced many things.
有很多的困难。
They encountered many sufferings and tribulations.
有很多的软弱。
There were many weaknesses they had to endure.
他们跟神有很多的互动。
They had a lot of interactions with God.
今天这就是我们信仰生活的 一面镜子。
And this is like a mirror to our journey of faith today as well.
所以为什么我们需要读旧约？
And that is why we study the Old Testament.
我们新约的信仰旅程就在旧约的以色列人旷野路可以看得出来。
Because our journey in the New Testament is likened to the journey of the Israelites in the wilderness of the Old Testament.
我们曾经查考过圣衣以弗德。
We have studied in the past the holy garment ephod.
每一个进到圣所服侍神都要穿圣衣。
That ephod should be worn by every person that enters into the house of God to serve God.
每一个人要站在神面前服侍神，需要披上这一件属灵的圣衣。
And every person who stands to serve in the presence of God must put on this holy garment, the ephod.
那在二十五章里面，神指示摩西。
And in chapter 25, God instructs Moses.
又当为我造圣所。
To make me a sanctuary.
然后第九节要制造帐幕。
And verse 9, to make a pattern of tabernacle.
那这个帐幕呢？就是用帐篷搭的，因为它随时可以拆下来，然后搬到另外一个地方。
The tabernacle was a moving, tent-like, place, so that they can immediately, put away and carry with them when they need to move onward in their journey.
那在帐幕里面有圣所。
And inside the tabernacle there was the sanctuary.
那这个圣所为什么这么重要？
And why is the sanctuary so important?
因为说使我可以住在他们中间。
So that I may dwell among them.
天上的神可以住在他选民的中间。
For the heavenly God in heaven to be able to come and dwell among his people.
从圣经看起来，神有两个居所。
We understand from the Bible that God has two dwellings.
一个是在天上。
And one is in heaven above.
圣经说他坐在至高之处。
The Bible describes he lives in a very high place.
就是再上去没有，他是整个宇宙的主宰，坐在至高之处。
There is none other higher than him, for he lives in the highest place.
他住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And he dwells in that place of unapproachable light that no one can come to.
他充满着能力、威严、荣耀。
He is filled with majesty, splendor, and glory.
那千万的天使都在服侍他。
And he is filled with sovereignty that all the angels are serving him.
那个是神住的地方。
And that is a place of his dwelling.
那第二个神住的地方就是在他的圣所。
And the second place that God dwells is his sanctuary.
所以他从天上下来住在人间。
So when God comes down from heaven to dwell among his people,
与人同在,
to abide with his people,
那特别提到要住在圣所,
he especially mentions his sanctuary.
那这个圣所今天到底代表什么?
So what does the sanctuary represent today?
我们知道第九节这个帐幕, 后来在大卫的时候, 他就想要盖一个圣殿。
We understand that this moving tabernacle was later replaced by King Solomon when he wanted to build a temple to God.
那后来他的儿子所罗门把圣殿盖好。
When David wanted to build it, but later on his son Solomon was the one who brought it to fruition.
所以当这个约柜抬进去的时候。
And after the Ark of the Covenant was carried into the temple of God.
整个圣殿充满着荣光。
Then the glory of God filled the temple of God.
连祭司也没有办法站立。
And even the priests could not stand in the presence of the glory of God.
那所罗门所盖那个殿啊，在新约时代就是代表教会。
And that temple that Solomon built represents the church in the New Testament times.
所以至高的神他住在天上，至高的神也要住在教会里面。
So the highest and utmost Lord and God dwells in the highest heavens. He is willing to also dwell here on earth in his sanctuary.
所以教会是神的居所。
And this sanctuary today is the church, which is the dwelling of God.
所以圣经说神的帐幕要在人间。
And therefore God says, my tabernacle shall be among the people.
那个神的帐幕就是教会。
And that
要住在人间。
Tabernacle of God is his church that dwells and abides among the people of this earth.
好，我们看以弗所书第一章最后一节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, the very last verse.
以弗所书第一章最后一节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是充满万有者所充满的。
To the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会跟会堂不一样。
The church is different from a physical building of the church.
会堂是建筑物。
The church building is only a physical building.
但是教会是建筑物里面的这一群人。
But the real church is the members that compose this body.
那这一群人是神从世界把它选造出来。
These members have been called out of all the places of this world to come into his body.
然后用他的宝血把它洁净。
They have been redeemed and cleansed by his blood.
是归属于神的一群人。
And now they belong to God.
那这一群人是充满万有者所充满。
And these people, the church of God, his body, is filled with the fullness of him who fills all in all.
充满万有者只有一个，就是天上的神。
The one who is the fullness of him is only one above, and that is God in heaven.
所以教会是那荣耀的神、威严的神、充满能力的神，他所充满的地方。
And therefore the church is filled by the majestic, the glorious, the powerful God above.
因此在这里神告诉摩西要为我造圣所。
And therefore when God spoke to Moses and said, make me a sanctuary.
今天就是在吩咐我们要建立教会。
It is to command us today to build his church.
为什么？
Why?
因为我可以住在他们中间。
So that I may dwell among us.
所以神可以借着教会住在我们当中。
And therefore God will dwell among us through the church.
如果这样看来，我们就知道，教会不是民间的社团。
And therefore, we should recognize that the church is not just a social organization in society.
什么同乡会、俱乐部。
It is not a club or any kind of ordinary, place, a meeting.
不是啊，教会是神的居所。
No, the church is the dwelling place of God.
是神所充满的。
It is a place that's filled with all in all.
好，那。在旷野的旅程，神与他们同在，到底为什么这么重要呢？
Now, why was it so important that God abided with the children of Israel as they traveled through the journey in wilderness?
我们差不多可以说，如果没有神的同在，以色列百姓在旷野路都死光了。
And we understand that if God did not abide with the Israelites, they would probably have died all in the wilderness.
没有办法存活。
They could not have survived the journey.
因为太多的困难。
Because there were too many difficulties that they faced.
今天也是一样。
And today is the same.
如果没有教会。
Today, if there is no church,
我们的信仰会很难维持下去。
Then our faith will be very difficult to maintain, sustain.
所以教会非常的重要。
And therefore, church is extremely vital to our lives.
我们现在看29章出埃及记。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 29.
出埃及记的二十九章
，Exodus 29，
四十五节
，Verse 45，
跟四十六
，to 46， I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. They shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
43节
Then look at verse 43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
44节
Verse 44. So I will consecrate the tabernacle meeting and the altar. I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests.
这里说我要与以色列人相会。
Here it says,
在那里与以色列人相会。
I will meet with the Israelites, children of Israel at that tabernacle.
所以这个圣所是神跟人相会的地方。
And therefore the tabernacle is a place that people can meet with God.
教会是人跟神相会的地方。
So the church is a place that we can meet with God.
没有教会，人没有办法跟神相会。
Without the church, there will be no place that man can seek and meet with God.
因为这个地方说就要因我的荣耀成为圣。
Because it says here, the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
然后44节
Verse 44.
要是会幕和坛也因为亚伦跟他儿子成圣。
And he will also consecrate the tabernacle meeting altar and also Aaron his sons to minister before him.
我们今天啊，罪得以赦免。
Today, for our sins to be redeemed.
啊，是因为救恩啊，神在教会里面所显示的救恩。
It is through the salvation that God has fulfilled and allowed to be fulfilled in the church of God.
神把得救的要道启示在教会里面。
When God has revealed His way of salvation, His truth of salvation in the church.
借着得救的要道，我们有赦罪的洗礼。
Through this gospel of salvation, we are able to receive the water baptism that can cleanse our sins.
那因为有赦罪的洗礼，所以应许的圣灵就会降下来。
Through baptism and the remission of sins, then the Holy Spirit can come again upon us.
那当圣灵降下来，就是神与我们同在。
So when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, that means that God is now abiding with us.
所以我们现在很清楚神跟我们同在。
And so today we are clearly know that God is abiding with us.
为什么？因为我们祷告有圣灵。
Why? Because when we pray, we can sense the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经说，我们知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And therefore, the Bible says we know that He dwells with us, abides with us, because the Holy Spirit dwells within.
这是借着神在教会里面所显示的救恩。
And this is through the gospel salvation that has been manifested and preached and proclaimed in this church.
所以每一次我们跪下来祷告，我们就是跟神在相会。
And therefore, every time we kneel down to pray to God, we are meeting with God face to face.
这是教会一个非常重要的功用。
And this is a very important function of the church.
跟充满万有者的神所相会。
It is to meet with this God that fills all in all.
那以色列百姓遇到很多的问题。
And when the Israelites met with many problems in life.
那摩西就在圣所来求问神。
And then Moses would bring these problems and questions to God in the tabernacle.
那神就在圣所与摩西说话。
And in this sanctuary, God will speak to Moses.
把神的旨意显示给他们。
And God will reveal His will to Moses.
所以今天教会在我们来讲是非常的重要。
And likewise, the church is also very important to us today.
那因为神的同在，所以很清楚可以看到神的带领。
And because of the abidance of God, it is very clear to see the guidance of God.
好，我们来看出埃及记三十三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章
Exodus chapter 33
十四节
verse 14
一直到十六节
to verse 16 and he said my presence will go with you and I will give you rest 15 and he said to him if your presence does not go with us do not bring us up from here verse 16 for how then would it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight except you go with us so we shall be separate. Your people and I from all the people who are upon the face of the earth.
这个地方神说我必亲自跟你们同去使你们得安息。
Verse 14, God promises that my presence will go with you and I'll give you rest.
为什么这样说呢?
Why does he say this?
因为有神的同在。
Because with the abidance of God,
所有的问题神都会来带领解决。
All the problems that we encounter shall be resolved by our God.
那摩西只是神的一个工具。
And Moses is simply a vessel of God.
所以我们在教会服侍神。
And therefore, when we serve in the church,
如果有神的同在，
if we have the abidance of God,
神就亲自会带领教会解决问题。
Then God will personally abide with and help resolve the problems that are in church.
所以主耶稣才说，我的担是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
And that is why Jesus promises that my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
其实主耶稣的担是很重的。
And actually, the yoke of Jesus is very heavy.
因为全世界的这个救恩都是扛在他的肩上。
Because the entire salvation of the world has been placed upon him.
没有比这个更重了。
There is nothing that is heavier than this burden.
那成就这个救恩要在十字架上。
And for him to fulfill the salvation, he had to give up himself on the cross.
这个叫做苦杯。
And this is called a bitter cup.
但为什么他说他的担是轻省的？
But then how did Jesus say that his yoke is easy?
因为神与他同在。
Because God abided with him.
所以这个担就变成轻省。
And so his yoke could become easy and his burden light.
所以如果我们在服侍神，觉得担子很重。
And therefore today, if we serve God, we sense that this yoke is too heavy for us to bear.
我们更加追求神的同在。
Then we need to continue to seek more abidance from God's Spirit.
学习主耶稣的样式。
We need to imitate the lowliness of Christ.
所以虽然有很多的责任，但是我们内心是得到安息的。
And therefore, even though we may be entrusted with many responsibilities that weigh us down, we can have lightness through Christ.
好，那在三十三章哈。
And let's look at chapter 33.
的十六节。
And verse 16.
人何事在得知道我和你的百姓在你的眼前蒙恩呢？
So.For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight?
岂不是因你与我们同去？
Except you go with us?
使你我跟你的百姓在地上与万民有分别。
So we shall be separate.
所以神的百姓跟一般的人不一样。
So God's people are different and separate from other people in this world.
就是因为有神跟他们同在。
Because God abides with them,
在带领他们,
to lead them,
在祝福他们,
to bless them,
所以看起来就不一样。
And therefore, you can see they're distinctively unique.
那今天在教会里面, 神与我们同在。
Today in the church, God also abides with us.
那神与我们同在，我们的生活就可以让人看出跟没有信的人是不一样的。
Then people around us can see our lives are different than the people that dwell in this world.
那不一样在哪里？
And what is that difference in our lives that they see?
好，我们现在看《申命记》。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
《申命记》的第一章。
Chapter one.
《申命记》的第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter one.
三十节。
Verse 30. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
第一个，神要为你征战。
So how does God abide with us? Firstly, we shall see that God will fight for us.
在旷野，在埃及，神为他们征战。
In the wilderness in Egypt, God fought for his people, the Israelites.
所以让他们能得胜。
So that they were victorious over their enemies.
我们的信仰生活很多的困难。
In our journey of faith, we'll encounter many troubles and difficulties.
但是神的同在就是让我们看到一个困难，一个困难，一直解决。
But through God's abidance, we shall see one trouble after another resolved through His mighty power.
所以信仰不是没有困难。
And therefore, in this faith, we will surely encounter difficulties.
以色列百姓出埃及，每一步都是困难。
Just as the Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, they encountered tribulations left and right.
第一个困难法老。
The first trouble they had was with Pharaoh.
第二个困难红海。
The second difficulty was with the Red Sea.
第三个困难没有东西吃。
The third difficulty was having nothing to eat.
但是每一个困难都解决。
But every difficulty they encounter was resolved through God's abidance.
这个不是人做得到的。
This is not something that humans can accomplish.
因为神同在。
But it is only through the abidance of God.
所以我们信仰生活有很多的困难。
So when we encounter difficulties in our life,
第一个魔鬼的阻挡。
Firstly, the attacks by Satan.
用各种不同的方法阻挡我们。
Through many ways, he tries to hold us back.
阻挡我们信主，阻挡我们来追求神。
To obstruct us from drawing closer to God, from working for God, serving God.
但是有神的同在，就一个一个解决。
But through the abidance of God, we shall be able to face all these attacks and resolve them.
那这样啊，我们生活就很多见证。
Then in our lives, we shall have many living testimonies.
我们不是怕困难。
We are not afraid of challenges.
我们只怕神没有跟我们同在。
We are only afraid that God is not abiding with us.
神同在，一切都可以解决。
And if God is with us, who can be against us?
好，我们再看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place.
这个地方说神抚养你们。
Here it says God carried you.
好像抚养儿子一般。
As a man carries a son.
所以在旷野的这一群人，他有一个父亲。
And so these people that dwell in this wilderness, they have a father.
他的父亲就是天上的神。
And that father is a heavenly God above.
那个父亲与他们同在。
And that father will abide with them.
所以在第二章。
In chapter 2.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7 states, For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you, you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这里说, 40年, 你一无所缺,
here it states that for 40 years, you lacked nothing.
在旷野不种也不收, 但是一无所缺,
and it was amazing that though these Israelites did not sow or did not plant, yet they lacked nothing.
如果今天我们就真会忧愁到死,
and if it were us today, maybe we would have been so worried to the point of death.
明天要吃什么?
What will we eat tomorrow?
我的家人要吃什么?
What would my family eat?
不种也不收啊, 要吃什么?
Because if we don't sow, we don't plant, what shall we eat?
但这里说40年一无所缺,
but here it states that they lacked nothing for 40 years.
每一天都有manna,
every day they received the grace of manna,
因为神与他们同在,
because God was abiding with them.
这个就是见证, 就是神的荣耀,
and this as a daily testimony to the miracle might of God.
所以从信仰观点来讲，生活真的是不需要忧虑。
And therefore, from the perspective of faith, there is no reason that we should worry about our daily needs.
要忧虑的是，我有没有走在神的道路上。
The most important concern we should have is whether or not we are walking in a path that God wants us to walk.
我的生活有没有神的意。
Is our life aligned with the righteousness of God?
我的生活里面有没有尊神为大为王。
Is God the most important priority in our lives today?
有没有神的国降临?
Has the kingdom of heaven descended upon us?
如果有,
if it has,
生活没有问题的,
then there shall be no problems that 这里, we should worry about in this life.
这里讲一无所缺,
here it says that you shall lack nothing.
因为如果有神的国, 神的义, 神就与我们同在,
because if you have the kingdom of God and righteousness of God, God dwells among us.
这个是我们最需要挂虑, 也是我们最需要追求的,
and this is the most important concern and pursuit we should have today.
但是有时候我们常常倒过来,
but many times we disregard this concern.
很忧虑生活,
we worry more about life than anything else.
但是神国神义就放在一旁,
and we ignore and neglect the kingdom righteousness of God.
那这样生活没有见证, 也没有办法荣耀神。
Therefore, our lives have no testimony to show for, no glory of God.
要把它倒过来,
we need to reverse this.
那我们的体验, 天天降麻辣, 就是神的荣耀。
Then every day we shall experience the constant showering of manna and blessings in our lives.
神对我们来讲就是活的,
then God shall be alive in our life.
啊, 因为我们天天体会他的恩典,
because we shall be able to experience this living God.
所以神的同在就一无所缺,
and with the Lord abiding with us, we shall lack nothing.
好, 我们看生命记第一章,
let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
啊,
33节, verse 33. Who went in the way before you to search out a place for you, to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go, and a fire by night and a cloud by day.
这个地方说, 神走在前面, 为你们找安营的地方。
Verse 33 states that God went ahead in front of them,
夜间火柱, 日间云柱, 指示你们当行的路。
Search out a place for them to pitch their tent, to show them the way they should go, in a fire by night and a cloud by day.
对我们来讲, 每一天都是新的。
We understand that every day is a new day for us.
前面的日子怎么过, 没有人能够想得出来。
No one can discern and prophesy what will happen in the tomorrow.
会遇到什么, 没有人知道。
What things we shall encounter and meet up with.
白天在旷野路, 四面都有路, 等于没有路。
And these Israelites were traveling in the wilderness. They had wilderness in all directions as if they have no path to go.
晚上, 四面都黑暗, 也没有路。
And all four sides, they were surrounded by darkness at night.
但是神同在。
Yet God dwelt with them.
白天就有云柱, 晚上就有火柱。
And at day, they were led by the pillar of cloud, and at night, by the pillar of fire.
所以有时候我们回头过来看,
sometimes when we look back to our years in this life,
我们就发现我们今天会在这里,
and suddenly we realize that for us to have this grace to be here and be who we are today,
真的是神在无形中一直在带领我们。
It is only through the grace and invisible guidance of God.
所以我们今天, 这今天啊, 就是神的恩典。
And so today we live and breathe because of the grace of God.
那如果再看前面,
and if we look forward,
我们还是 知道有神同在,
we have this trust and confidence that if God is with us, we shall have no fear or worry. And we shall not have any more anxieties to the things of life.
所以借着圣所, 神要同在。
And through this tabernacle, God shall abide and dwell with us.
为他们征战。
He shall fight for them.
抚养他们。
He shall sustain them.
带领他们所当走的路。
He shall guide them in the path they ought to walk.
这非常的重要。
This is very important.
那圣所又有什么其他作用呢？
So what is the other functions of the tabernacle?
我们知道他们出埃及之后在旷野，除了走旷野路，就两件事情。
And other than traveling in the wilderness, there's two other things they must do.
第一个，神颁布律例典章。
Firstly, God gave them commandments, ordinances, and regulations for them to follow.
就是要操练他们成为神的选民。
It is to train them to become His people.
所以我们今天受洗要做什么？
So today, what are we to do after we are baptized?
不是没有事情做。
It is not that we have nothing else to do.
要熟读神的话。
First, we must study the Word of God.
有的神的话是奶，有的神的话是干粮。
And some of that word in the Bible is like milk, and some of them are like solid food.
然后在神的话里面，在敬虔上操练自己。
And then have diligence to train ourselves in godliness of God to keep the commandments of God.
使我们的生活能够反映出神的本性，能够荣耀神。
So that in our lives it will become evident that we reflect the glory and godliness of God.
有时候我们圣经一读，发现我们跟神的标准差太多了。
When we study the Bible, many times you find that we fall short of the glory of God.
那个就是我们进步的空间。
And this is a place and room for growth and improvement.
这个是我们信仰第一件事情。
And this shall be our first task we need to pursue after.
第二件事情。
And second goal,
就是建造会幕。
It is to build up.This sanctuary,
然后在会幕服侍神
and to serve God in the sanctuary,
敬拜神
to worship Him.
所以我们的第二件事情就是要来建立我们的教会
So secondly, we must build up this church.
那我们大家在教会里面来敬拜神，来侍奉我们的神
So that everyone can worship this God here in this church and to glorify His name.
我们现在来看彼得前书
Let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书
First Peter,
第二章
Chapter 2.
第五节
Verse 5 You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里讲灵宫跟灵祭
Here speaks of a spiritual house and a spiritual sacrifice.
灵宫是什么
What is a spiritual house?
就是教会
That is the church.
也就是当时的会幕
It is the tabernacle sanctuary of the Old Testament.
新约就是灵宫。
In New Testament, it is spiritual house.
那我们在这个灵宫里面做什么？
So what do we do in this spiritual house of God?
做祭司。
It is to serve as a priest.
所以旧约时代他们在圣所里面，祭司在服侍神。
So as in the Old Testament, the priests were serving God in the sanctuary.
今天我们在教会里面来服侍神。
And today as we serve God in the holy sanctuary.
那怎么服侍神？
How do we serve God?
奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
is to offer up the spiritual sacrifice that is acceptable to God.
所以现在我们献的不是牛羊
So today we do not offer ox or sheep.
来教会献灵祭
But we offer up spiritual sacrifice.
那灵祭是什么
And what is the spiritual sacrifice?
所以以前他们在这个来到圣殿不能够空手来
When the people came to the tabernacle of God in the past, they could not bring...come empty-handed.
那圣经特别说要按着所得的恩典这样带礼物来。
That they were supposed to bring gifts and offerings to God in accordance with their capability.
那今天我们来教会要带什么来
？So today, what shall we bring to Christ when we come to see Him?
我们看希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书的十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
Verse 15, 16.
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
这里讲灵祭啊，有两种。
Here speaks that spiritual sacrifice have two aspects.
一个是颂赞为祭。
One is to offer up the sacrifice of praise.
当然，这也包括感谢。
This includes thanksgiving.
所以我们在教会里面唱诗不是说唱诗来等大家到齐呀。
So today when we sing hymns at church, it is not to wait for other people to arrive.
所以唱诗变成有气无力这个是在等人呢。
And so our hymnal worship becomes so fruitless and powerless.
每一首诗里面的歌词都是在赞美神。
Actually, with hymnal singing, it is a powerful way for us to be encouraged and edified in spirit.
都是在感谢神。
It is all to thank God.
都是要把我们的心呢带向神。
To praise God and to bring our heart into the presence of His worship.
所以呢，唱诗时间就到。
And so when a hymnal session arrives,
口唱心和这样来献灵祭。
We need to sing not only with our mouth but also with our heart.
神没有欠什么。
To give the spiritual sacrifice because God lacks nothing.
他是希望我们把他当神这样感谢赞美。
Although God lacks nothing, He wants us to offer Him the sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving.
那这样神就心里就满意了。
Then God shall be satisfied.
那十六节哈。
Verse 16.
还有一个灵祭。
There's another spiritual sacrifice.
行善跟捐书的事。
It is to do good and to share.
我们上个礼拜做了什么善事？
So what kind of good things have we done in the past week?
今天我们来敬拜神，这就是我们的灵祭。
Today when we come to worship God, that is also our spiritual sacrifice.
如果每一天做一件善事，
If every day we can do a good deed for God,
一天一个礼拜，我们来到安息日就有七件善事来献灵祭。
When we come to meet in the presence of God, we should bring seven good things to offer to God.
就是为着主的名我所做的。
It is the things that we have done in the name of Christ.
那最大的善是什么？
And what is the greatest good?
带人来接受救恩。
It is to bring others to be saved.
还有来鼓励一些软弱的、迷失的童灵，让他们能够回头。
To encourage the weak and to heal up and bind up the brokenhearted and to bring them back to Christ.
还有为他们祷告。
And to pray for them, to build them up.
如果每一天这样做，
And if every day we are to do these two things,
我们就没有空手见神。
Then we shall not come to God empty-handed.
神啊，我感谢你，我能够因你的名为你做这些。
We thank God, God, we praise and thank you that in your name we're able and have the privilege to be able to serve you.
我们今天每个人都是祭司。
Every one of us today is called a priest in the presence of God. We are very precious.
所以要在神面前献灵祭。
And so we must offer spiritual sacrifices in front of Him.
还有一个灵祭就是祷告。
Another spiritual sacrifice is the sacrifice of prayer.
祷告是一种灵祭。
And prayer is a form of sacrifice.
所以我们在教会里面的能够来祷告，颂赞神。
Therefore, if we can come to church to pray to God to praise His name.
那这也是灵祭。
This is also a spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们会前有祷告。
Therefore, we have prayers before services.
来到教会里面感谢颂赞神。
We come to praise Him and to thank Him.
那这就是献灵祭。
And this is offering up another spiritual sacrifice.
好，我们现在回来看，那既然这个圣所这么重要。
And turning back to the Bible, if the spiritual sacrifice is so important,
那对以色列百姓来讲，这个圣所要放在哪里？
Then where shall they place the sanctuary?
我们看民数记第二章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 2.
民数记第二章。
Numbers chapter 2.
第二章的第二节。
Verse 2.Every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle meeting.
这里说每一个族类，他们有十二个支派，要对着会幕的四围安营。
So all these 12 tribes of the Israelites shall camp surrounding the tabernacle.
那会幕是神的同在地方。
Tabernacle meeting is where God's presence dwells.
所以他们在安营的时候，四围以会幕为中心来安营。
So the way that they need to camp, they need to camp all around the four sides of the tabernacle.
教会是神的居所。
So the church today is the dwelling place of God.
所以每一个信徒的生活要以教会为中心。
So every one of us believers need to focus and have the church at the center point of our life.
那这个以教会为中心有两个解释。
And what does it mean to have church as the center of our lives?
第一个就是我们住的地方不要离教会太远。
There are two interpretations. The first thing is when we buy our house, we should not live too far away from church.
那这样很容易来教会服侍神。
So that we can easily come to church to serve God.
成为教会的帮助。
So that we can become a helper in this church.
但是更重要的。
More importantly.
就是我们整个生活的中心应该是以教会为中心。
That's the most important center point of our entire life should be the church.
即使我们住在很远。
Even if we live very far away,
我们的心还是在教会。
Our heart is with the house of God.
关心教会。
We care about the things of the church.
要想要为教会做什么。
We keep thinking of the things that we can do for the church.
为教会来代祷。
We pray for the church.
哦，那如果这样的生活，这个就是神所喜悦的。
And this type of life is pleasing to the Lord.
教会就是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
以教会为中心，就是以神为中心。
To have the body of Christ as our center, it is to have God as the center of our lives.
好，我们回来看出埃及记的二十五章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记的二十五章。
Exodus 25.Verse 9, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
这里说这个建造会幕圣所里面一切要照神指示的样式。
Here states that all the building of the tabernacle furnishings shall be done in accordance with the pattern shown by God.
英文叫 pattern, 有一种样式，有一种模式在里面。
It is like a blueprint that God has given us to follow.
所以我们教会里面所要做的决定，任何一件事情要经过真理的检验。
And therefore, every decision, every action we take in the church, the body of Christ, shall be screened through the truth of God.
因为神的话是圣的。
Because God's words are holy.
我们在建造教会，所有的尺寸要跟神的话一样。
And every little thing that we do to build up the church, it must follow the measurement of the word of God.
那这个圣殿就是圣的，神就会同在。
Then this.Church, his sanctuary shall be holy, and it shall be sanctified by the presence of God.
我们就会感受到神同在的很多的恩典。
And we shall then be able to experience the abundance of God and all the wonderful grace.
神说，当为我造圣所。
And when God gives the command to make for me a sanctuary,
今天我们要为神来建设完美的教会。
Today, what can we do to help build a wonderful sanctuary for the Lord?
唱诗。
I sing him.
我们换一首哈。
Please be seated.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
We will now pray.
教会是神充满的地方。
Church is filled with the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
神借着他的话充满着这个教会。
Through His word, He shall fill this church with His truth.
神借着他的爱充满这个教会。
Through His love, He shall dwell fully in this church.
所以在教会可以体会到很多神的恩典。
So in this church, we shall experience many mighty wonders and miracles of God.
神的借着他的灵充满这个教会。
And God uses His Spirit to fill this church.
让每个人都可以得圣灵。
So every one of us can receive the fullness of Holy Spirit.
那我们现在就是要祷告被圣灵充满。
And now we pray to seek the fullness of His Spirit.
使我们在圣灵的带领下能够更新成圣。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, may become renewed and sanctified.
使我们灵性一直进步。
So that our spirituality can continue to improve.
神更加与我们教会同在。
That God can continue to abide even more with our church.
那我们就会感觉到。在地如天。
And we shall experience that it will be like heaven on earth.
我们在这里真好。
It is so good to be here.
因为神在他的圣所与我们同在。
Because God is dwelling with us here.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And let's pray together now.
凡是如果要求圣灵的。
All who seek the Holy Spirit.
要接受按手。
Receive the laying of hands.
需要代祷的。
And need an intercessory prayer.
我请我们到前面来。
Please feel free to come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray together.